from today, a low-range, first-time offender can have their license suspended on the spot, and you will face a $560 fine.
So previously, you would go to court to have your penalty decided. And we've been hearing your questions about this morning. So for all the answers, Bernard Carlin is here, the Executive Director of the Centre for Road Safety and Maritime Safety at Transport New South Wales. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jenny and Dan.
What's the reason behind this new tougher law being brought in?
Oh, look, I think essentially, you know, over the last 5 years, more than 2,000 people have been hospitalised from crashes where a drink driver was in control of the vehicle, and 277 people have been killed with drink drivers. You know, we've had 0.05 for 30 years, and of course, we've had a Plan B campaign for the last decade or so. This is an effort to make sure that, you know, at every level that people are over the limit, that there's a really swift, immediate license suspension and on-the-spot fine to deter people from drinking and driving. We want people to separate when they're going out and have a drink. We want them to separate their drinking from their driving.
If this is all about safety and reducing the road toll and the accidents, do you think it will work, Bernard?
Absolutely. Like the evidence in other states where this same system actually works in places like Victoria and South Australia and other jurisdictions, Tasmania, even Northern Territory, you know, it's shown that when they introduce the immediate license suspension, that it acts as a significant deterrent. You know, the police do 5.5 million random breath tests, and so the chance of you getting caught is even, you know, getting higher because they're actually increasing the number of breath tests. We really want people to, you know, focus on separating their drinking and driving. Last year we saw an increase in the number of people killed from drink drivers. It went up to 68, and 55 of those deaths were in regional New South Wales.
The main criticism that seems to come through about this, and I'm sure you're hearing this too, is people saying, well, it's not really fair if I just have one drink and I've done the right thing, I've just had one, or maybe I've gone to pick up my car after a big night out last night and I would never expect that I was still over the limit. What do you say to people who think this is unfairly targeting first-time low-range offenders?
Yeah, look, we've known, as I said, for 30 years that at 0.05, it actually impairs your ability to drive a vehicle. And so safe driving really does require good judgment and sharp concentration. You need to be able to react quickly to changing situations. And all the research around how it affects, how alcohol affects your skills and your behaviour, that was all decided many decades ago. And so we just urge people, you know, if you've had a really big night, you know, that you should wait the next morning before you drive your vehicle for some period of time in order for you to be under 0.05. And similarly, if you're going out for a drink or a couple of drinks, you know, organise a plan B so that you're not the, you know, person who's actually getting behind the wheel, potentially threatening your life, but also other people's lives.
If you are a low-range first-time offender, is there still an avenue of appeal?
Oh, absolutely. In all circumstances, the penalties that apply under the road rules can be appealed at the court. And so, however, these reforms also increase the penalty if you go to court and you actually are proven guilty. So that fine has actually increased to $2,200. And so we're saying, you know, what we want people to do is to avoid this in the beginning. So separate your drinking from your driving, so that we can reduce the road toll.